From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you join us once again, and I hope you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as today the Reverend Jeffrey Abraham lets the Bible speak.
Hello and welcome again to our gospel program on Let the Bible Speak. Our text today is to be found in Ephesians chapter 3 verses 17 to 19, where we read, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge." This will be our text, but firstly, let us listen to a little gospel singing. Text again is to be found in Ephesians chapter 3 verses 17 to 21. Now when Paul wrote these verses under the inspiration of God, he was a prisoner in Rome. And while many another man would have been moaning and complaining about his imprisonment, Paul was contemplating the love of God, and he was thinking about the church at Ephesus. And his desire was that they too might know the measure of God's love like he did. You know, the love of God is past understanding. One day, as a minister sat in the office of his church, a man came to speak with him about a difficulty he had in the Bible. And he explained to the minister, saying, My difficulty is to be found in Romans chapter 9, where God says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. The minister looked at the man and said, yes, there is indeed a great difficulty with this verse. But tell me, what part of the verse have ye difficulty with? The man answered, saying, the latter part where God says, Esau have I hated. The minister looked again at the man and said, personally, I have no problem with that part of the verse, but I do have difficulty with the first part, where God says, Jacob have I loved. How God could love that wily, deceitful, cheating scoundrel Jacob, I'll never understand. But that's the wonder of God's love. How God could love any one of us so much that he would send his only son to die for us. It's too wonderful to understand. But that's the wonder of the love of God. And so today I want us to notice briefly the measure of the love of God for us. Firstly, notice Paul prayed that we might know the breadth of God's love. There's absolutely nothing narrow about the love of God. God's love is broad enough to embrace every race, every class, and every category of sinners. In the scriptures, the Lord loved the publicans and the sinners. He hated their sin. But he loved the sinner. He loved the wayward prodigal who had lived an immoral life. And he loved the prodigal's older brother who was filled with jealousy. He loved Judas as much as he loved James. And he loved Pilate as much as he loved Peter. Even the demonic of the Gadarenes in Luke chapter 8, who was despised by the people and cast out to live among the tombs. The Lord loved him. He loved his soul. And when no one else wanted anything to do with the demonic, the Lord sought him out, and the Lord delivered him from the legion of devils, and he healed him. In John chapter 4, when the woman of Samaria came out to draw water, even though she was a sinful and an adulterous woman, the Lord spoke to her and preached the gospel to her, and he saved her that day. The same can be said of Mary Magdalene. She too was loved by none. But the Lord came to her, and he cast 7 demons out of her, because he loved her soul. Unsaved one, the Lord hates your sin, but he does love you, the sinner. You may be the worst among men. Your sin might stink to high heaven, but I want you to know that although all men might despise you, the Lord loves you, and he wants to save you. The love of God is broad enough to embrace you. It's broad enough to embrace every repentant sinner who will come to Christ. The breadth of God's love. But notice also Paul prayed that we might know the length of God's love. We might ask the question, for how long has God loved us? And how long will he love us? Can I say, before you were even created in the womb, God loved you and was willing to send his son to the cross to die for you. Way back in eternity, before this world was ever created, God looked down through the annals of time, and he seen you, and he set his love upon you. And God the Father and God the Son made an agreement together way back then, that God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, would die for your sin, that you might be saved. Then we ask the question, for how long will he love us? If we fail him and fall into sin again, will he reject us? No. Can a parent stop loving their child no matter what he does? Did the prodigal son's father stop loving his son when his son went off into the far country to revel in sin? Of course not. God loves and continues to love the sinner no matter what they do. He hates their sin. But he loves the sinner and he wants and he waits to forgive them and to save them. Oh, you might say, you don't know the things that I have done. No one could love me. You're right. I don't know what you have done, nor do I want to know what you've done. But I want you to know, no matter what you've done, God loves you and he will forgive you if you'll only repent and come to him. The breadth of God's love, the length of God's love. Thirdly, notice the depth of God's love. Way back in the olden days, before there was all this modern technology, When a sailing boat crept around the world, it had to keep close to the shores. And a linesman would stand in the bow of the ship and cast a line into the sea with a weight tied onto the end of it. And then he would report his findings on how deep or how shallow the water was beneath the keel or the bottom of the ship. And the best report that he could bring was, "No bottom with this line, sir." And such is the love of God. The love of God in Christ knows no bottom in its depth. Christ stepped off his throne in glory, and he came down to this earth to die for us. He came from glory to Galilee. Then he went from Galilee to Gethsemane, where he wept and prayed in the garden the night before he was crucified. And from Gethsemane he went to Golgotha, where he was crucified. And then from Golgotha he went down to the grave. From the glory to the grave. That's how deep the love of God is for you, unsaved one. Will you not come to this love? Will you not come to Christ and ask him to save you? He's waiting today for you to come. There's the breadth, the length, and the depth of God's love. But finally, notice the height of God's love. After the Lord died for us upon the cross, he was laid in the tomb. But he rose again on the third day. And now he has ascended up into glory, and he has sat down at the Father's right hand, where he ever liveth to make intercession for his people. There at the Father's right hand, the angels bow before him, and they praise him. But he is not, thank God, he has not forgotten us. Unsaved one, even in heaven, the Lord continues to love you, and he wants to save you. And he prays, he intercedes with the Father on your behalf that you might be saved. Will you not receive him today as your Savior? But before we finish, won't you stand with me at the cross and behold Christ there, dying upon the cross for you? Look at the suffering of the Savior, for in Christ's death upon the cross, we find the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of God's love for you, unsaved one. John 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Oh, come to Christ today. Receive him as your Savior and experience the love of God for you in your heart and in your life in his wonderful and great salvation. Thank you again for listening. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness. And I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.